more new music than you can shake a stick at.
I don't have a stick anyway, so go ahead.
All right, well, so just I found tons of new music, and I'm just going to play it. I'm going to play it until they make me leave.
That'll be at one, by the way. Just playing for that.
Yeah, all shoot. Right. So lots and lots and lots of new music, including a posthumous two-disc set came out of Maggie Roach, the eldest of the Roach sisters.
Yeah.
And her sister Suzy lovingly put together a compilation of some of the things that you've heard and some of the things you haven't heard. So I'll play a little sampling of that. And also very, very excited about the new Lucy Kaplansky, which we're going to start off with.
Okay, the Roaches were very cool, for sure.
The Roaches were the best.
And let me say, too, I have an announcement. Next week at 9 a.m., interesting show. During the 9 o'clock hour, there's a call-in with Bob Margolin and Tyler Morris.
You can't hear my jaw dropping on the air, but that's awesome.
And Tyler Morris, they're calling in because they're playing together on three local dates. So they're going to talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, in studio with me right here is Will Daly.
Wow. That's cool.
He'll be here
that's
next
great.
Week. So looking
Mike.
Forward to that. I haven't seen him in a while. It'll be nice to catch up. And we get to hear his music, and he's going to play stuff. And
that's awesome.
That's fantastic, awesome. Man.
Wow, you're like a magnet for those great musicians.
That's what I got in my back pocket, in case you were wondering. All right, 1101 here at WMFO. Stay tuned for something about the women, and this is Lucy Kaplansky.
Right. Her new album is called Everyday Street. You can only get it at lucykaplansky.com. That's the only place. Like, it's not streaming anywhere. It's not on Amazon. It's nowhere. So order it from her. And the first song on the album, she gets some backup vocals from Sean Colvin, which is relevant because this song is about Sean Colvin.
I'm confused.
They're friends from way, way back.
It's very meta.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. I'll be here again next week at 9. Stick around for Sue. And
something about the women.
WMFO.
Medford.
Got a picture of you and me from maybe 1982. You were 27, I was almost 22. We're singing with somebody who isn't in the frame, smiling at each other, matching every phrase. Suspending notes that don't belong. Seconds and six, whatever we want. And it feels like flying, always landing somewhere new. Weaving the shared tapestry, that's what you and I do. I was working the bar at open mic the night you came to town. Heard about a girl better than anyone around. I got up and sang a tune while Robbie watched the bar. Then the whole place got quiet for your voice and your guitar. I remember us sitting on the floor singing every song we knew. Richard and Linda Thompson, Graham and Emmy. Tell each other anything, and we still do. Keeping our shared secrets, that's what good friends do. And if I had never met you so much, I never would have done all those gigs you got me, all those great country songs. The record we made gave me this fathom on the way. It showed all the guys a girl could sing and write a song. And as it sometimes goes, we went separate ways. Who was right and who was wrong? Neither one of us can say. And it doesn't matter now. It was so long ago. Like water under the bridge, life flows where it must go. So So here we are in your hotel room singing Grandma Mammy Lou. 20 years, 20,000 roads have brought me back to you. Older, a little wiser than back in 1982. Sharing a history, that's what old friends do. Sharing a history, that's what old friends do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Something About the Women. So great to have you here on a rainy Saturday. It's been kind of gloomy lately, so I'm hoping I can lift your spirits today. We seem to have a new CD player here where, there's the eject button. So handy. We have a lot going on today. As I said, I have a lot of new music, and we also were in the middle of a pledge drive, and I'm not going to harangue you, and I know everybody's asking you to vote and give money and this and that, but I do want to remind you that we've been doing this show for 30 years. None of us get paid. Actually, I've been doing it for 30 years. The show's been on the air for 45 years. None of us get paid. So one thing that I've been thinking about is, like, you know, how much is a year's worth of this show worth to you, right? A dollar? You know, $2? Anyway, think about the 30 years I've spent in the squeaky chair. Could you give a dollar for each one of those years? Something to think about. I'll get you all the information in the next break, but I just wanted to put it out there that your support, both just, you know, your calls, your emails, your Facebook posts, they all mean something to us, and what keeps the lights on and keeps us in this primo time slot is your financial support. The shows that get more interaction via all those means, you know, have the traction and have the pull to keep their good time slots, like this 11 a.m. on Saturday morning's time slot, which is so amazing for us. So anyway, talking about new music, Amy Ray's got a new one out. It's called Holler. It's kind of a country folk album, and it's really great, and here's a cut from it.
Oh, and hit Tall Pines Creek. This wedding in September, when that sun goes down, I know that you don't like me. Oh, but it sure feels good anyway. I know that you don't like me. Oh, but it
Well, I was planning to play something else right there, but you know what? It's like I can't play solo Amy Ray and not play some solo Emily Saliers. The two halves of the Indigo Girls, of course. So I'm going to just quickly pull out some Emily here, because I feel like we need to have equal time. It's like political campaigns, right? So Emily put out a solo album this past year, 2017, I guess. And on it, she did a duet with Jennifer Nettles. So let's play that. Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland. So here you have it. Here's some Emily Saliers on Something About the Women.
We're a long haul, honey. The road is rugged and smooth. Hallelujah.
done. Okay.
Crazy, but I love you, and I want.
break out, won't break out, won't you let me in? I won't make out, won't make out, fill my cup again.
And that's Joan Armatrading from her latest release, which is a great album. It's called Not Too Far Away, and really love it. It's really gets back to sort of the Joan Armatrading of old. It's just very nice to hear Joan Armatrading out there in full voice and really getting her jam on. I saw her at City Winery a couple months ago now when the album first came out, and it was a really great show. Just her and her guitar and her piano also, and it was just awesome. Before that, we heard Beth Hart, a live cut from her Live at the Royal Albert Hall. That was Good as It Gets. And then two from the new Sister Sparrow. It used to be Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. I guess the Dirty Birds flew away. Now it's just Sister Sparrow. The new album is Gold, and we heard Bad Habit and Can't Get You Off My Mind. That just came out. It's fabulous. And then two from Edie Brickell's new album called Rocket. Edie Brickell and New Bohemians, I should say. We heard Exaggerate and Singing in the Shower. And before that, solo cuts from both Indigo Girls, Emily Saliers doing Long Haul along with Jennifer Nettles. And then we started with Amy Ray from her brand new album, Holler. Sure feels good anyway. So it brings us to 11:37. Wow, the time is flying by. I wanted to tell you about the fund drive that's going on here at WMFO. We don't ask you for money very often, and I'm going to make this brief. You know, when we to keep our equipment going, to you know, we actually have really nice equipment. I've worked in commercial radio, and our equipment is as good, if not better, than some of the stations I've seen studios for. But we do that we're completely student and community run. There's no staff here. There's no paid staff. It's really all done by students on the executive board and then community members like myself and the other members of the Something About the Women Collective and other shows throughout the week that keep this show running, and nobody gets paid. We just need the money to keep the equipment and the lights on and so forth. So it's a little bit of a convoluted process, but if you go to WMFO.org, there's a little button at the top that says donate, or you can just go to donate.wmfo.org. And what you do is you put your information in there, but then you have to actually click, and there's going to be a little button that pops up that says make your contribution, and you have to go to actually a Tufts page where Tufts takes all its donations. It's in the top right. You click on that, and you go to another page, to the Tufts Giving page, and that's where you fill in your information and give them all your stuff. Where it asks you to select what school you're donating to, pick Other, and then type in WMFO, and then everything else is pretty self-explanatory. So do that. Help us out. If our time here is worth, you know, a dollar for every year we've been on the air, that would be $45. That's a lot of money. How about a dime? A dime for every year that Something About the Women's been on the air. That would just be $4.50. Can you do that? And we also have, there's things like t-shirts and mugs and stickers and stuff that you can get for your donations. So check it out and support us and love us and keep your ears tuned to WMFO, which of course is 91.5 in Medford. All right, enough talk. Let's continue. Jill Sobule has a new album out that she, I believe, produced herself and, you know, was a Kickstarter type thing. And I'm going to play a couple cuts from her, one from the new album, which is a cover of a great song. And then I'm going to play something from her live album that came out not too long ago. And then something else that we were just talking about in the studio, her song about Bobby Gentry. So check it out. Here's three cuts from Jill Sobule. Get it together and we'll get it undone.
1, 2, 3.
My parents that I had something special. Then she sent an essay to can I start over?
Yeah.
To the once I had my poems up on the schoolroom wall. My teacher told my parents that I had something special. Then she sent my essay to the Iowa Review. I didn't win a prize but got an honorable mention. Almost great, almost great. After I left college, dropped out after 2 years, I left to New York City for my musical career. I knew it would have happened, but the band, they got real jobs. They all got married, moved back to Omaha. Out now, a New York Times bestseller. I don't think it's very good. I think I could do better. If only I could get myself together. Almost great. Almost great. If I worked a little harder, I could have been a starter. Almost great.
McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Staying home.
There's a place I wanna be, but it's a mystery to me how to get there. I've been thinking about staying home, staying home, staying home. All the lousy line about the lonesome highway, I don't even know how to get there. Behind, I'd kinda like to get to know you. Well, I'll tell ya, there isn't anything I can tell ya that you don't know. I don't know how to say it, so I'm staying home, I'm so afraid to lose it or abuse it. The public will refuse it. Sign, and it's fine. Look, you got a lot of talent, but you don't know how to use it. You ought to go into country music. Thank you.
another place that you're caught up with me. We stood there drinking his pint of freedom down the drain. Second all the range, and there.